So we're at the Montreux Jazz Festival with Koyu, straight from Barcelona. And I was wondering, what does playing at the Montreux Jazz mean to you?
Well, I know it's a historical festival, and it's such a big honor to play in probably the biggest jazz festival in the world, or one of the biggest ones. I'm pretty looking forward for tonight. Like, it's a jazz festival, but it's nice to they also bring some DJs. So I will try to do something a little bit more special, you know. Not I don't want to do like a normal set. I will try to bring some jazz and soul influence to my set. So yeah, I think it's gonna be a nice experience.
So you're playing at the studio at 1 a.m. tonight, and I'm wondering, what are we going to read tomorrow in the media about your set tonight?
Well, I'm not really sure the media is gonna speak about me. I said, but well, yeah, as I told you, I'm gonna try to do something different. It's gonna be more, I think, a housey set. I'm very eclectic. I can play like deep house, techno. I can play really techno sometimes. But I think tonight is gonna be all about house music, disco, and black music.
What's the main difference between playing at a festival and playing in a club as a DJ resident like you do at the Pacha Ibiza?
Yeah, festival, you have to play something more massive, because sometimes you are playing for 5, 8, 20,000 people, so the audience is bigger, and you have to play, you know, stronger and faster. And you know, it's all about, it's always about dance. But on a festival, you don't have to make thing to the people, you know. It's all about dance, and in the club you can experiment a little bit more. But like today, it's something different, because it's a festival, but it's still a club, you know. It's inside, and it's a jazz festival. So I think it's a good moment for experiment with music and try to do something different.
I saw you last year at the Picnic Electronique in Montreal, because I live in Montreal during the rest of the year. And you came at the end of June for the special edition, like the exchange of DJ with Barcelona. I'm wondering, what do you think, why do you think Montreal and Barcelona are good cities for a festival such as Picnic Electronique?
Well, probably both cities are quite multicultural. In Barcelona and also Montreal, we speak two languages, and I have such a good memories from that day. It was my favorite party of the whole year. It was amazing. It was amazing. The vibe at Pini Electronic was unbelievable. It's a festival that, well, it's not a festival, it's a party, but it looks like a festival because it's huge. It's for like the crowds, for maybe 7,000 people, and it's like they used to bring more like experimental acts, not really like techno DJs. So for me, it was a kind of challenge, and I like that kind of challenge. And I have very, very good memories. I tried to do something special. For sure, it was the techno set, but it was more. I played like deep and trippy at the beginning. Then it was more powerful. It was so amazing. I love Montreal. I play quite often there after Picnic. I play for a gay festival in October, Black and Blue. And yeah, it was totally the opposite. You know, I play like 5 in the morning for 3, 4 thousand gay men, like, you know, without nothing. I mean, worrying for, you know, like nude. But it was super fun as well. And then in 3 months ago, I was playing at Stereo Montreal as well. So Montreal always treat me very well. So yeah, I'm very looking forward to come back very soon as well.
Would you come for Igloo Fest?
I would love to, but I think for in those dates, I cannot be in North America. But yeah, I heard very good things about Igloo Fest.
And if you could perform anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Well, I will say that my favorite room for playing is the terrace of Space Ibiza, and it's where I played yesterday for Calco's opening party, and it was very inspiring. I think the Calco's party is my favorite one in Ibiza because it's all about music. It's not about gigs, like, you know, like Steve Aoki, or it's not about being cool, because some underground parties, like people wearing all black, and you know, they try to be you know, cooler than the rest. And Calcos is, you know, is what you see is how I mean, he's a such a nice person, and he you can feel his vibe when he's playing, and yeah, I had a very, very good time yesterday playing back to back with you, Mac, for almost 4 hours, closing the terrace of a space. So yeah, if I can choose one place to be, I would say the terrace of a space with that.
How do you think that we hear where you're from when you play your music? For example, people who don't know you, do you think that they know you're from Spain because your music has something coming from like your origin country?
Well, maybe. I like groovy music, but sometimes, like I told you, I'm pretty eclectic. So at D Club 3 months ago in Lausanne, I played very dark and techno. But the day after or the before, I don't remember, I played in, no, 1 week after, I played in Athens, and it was super housey. So I don't know. For sure, my roots are Spaniards. My mom is from Brazil, so I like percussion. So probably, you know, you can feel my roots when I'm playing. But like, I'm pretty eclectic. Maybe tonight I play like only disco music. So disco music doesn't have anything to do with samba from Brazil, you know. So I don't know. Let's see.
Can you tell me 3 albums that changed your life?
I would say 2 from Moby, 18 and Play. Maybe Blue Lines from Massive Attack. Yeah, probably those 3 ones.
Good choice. And what's the first thing you think about when you go on stage?
I want to make people dance. That's my aim. That's it's the best thing I can do. I love to do what I do. I'm a DJ 24 hours, you know. So yeah, that's my goal. If the people come back home happy with a smiley mood and you know, yeah, happy. So I'm happy as well.
And we're in the middle of this crazy summer full of festival. What are your plans for September this fall?
Well, September is still a summer time for a DJ. But yeah, in October, I'm taking, not holidays, because I'm going to California with my girlfriend. She's a feline veterinarian. She has a congress in San Diego. So I'm going to do the first week of October. So I'm going to do a few shows in the West Coast of USA in the first week. And then we are going to rent a car and drive from California for 6 or 7 days. So kind of holidays.
Well deserved. I've been following you on Facebook since last year. I have to ask, what's up with cats?
Well, as I told you, my girlfriend is a feline veterinarian, so she loves cats, and she. I was more a dog person, but then I met her and I discovered the cat world, and I fell in love with them. I feel very, very near, very close to them. I think cats are like humans. They are so different between them. I have 4 cats at home, and they are totally different between them. A dog, I love dogs. I love dogs. I have a beagle at my mom's place. I love dogs, but they are pretty similar, you know. They are all cute, and they are all like, they all want to play all the time and pitch you all the time. But a cat, it's a different story, and that's why I love them. They are more, I think they have like a deep feelings, you know, and yeah, I don't know, I really, really, really love them. It's like, they also gave me a lot of nice things. That's why I feel that I have to give them back something. That's why we have the foundation with my girlfriend.
Great and smart answer. And I have a new concept this summer. So every time I finish an interview, I'm going to ask you to ask a question to the next band I'm going to interview. So you have a question from the previous band, which was Jufa. They were playing in the park tonight, and they're from Sicily. So they were wondering, what do you think of Sicily and Sicilian people?
I never been to Sicily. I hear a lot of things about it, especially, you know, like mafia or all that stuff. But I'm pretty sure it's a nice Iceland, a nice place to be with cool people. So my question is, do you like cats?
Thank you very much.
Cool. Thank you.